You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
You know, I think of Rufus and what he was sharing with us today, and the truth of that, wanting to make a difference. He didn't share his whole testimony, but he talked about how God got a hold of him, and you know, and we all have a higher calling, every one of us. We have a higher purpose than just living our lives, as it were. God wants us and has ordained us and called us to make a difference. And every one of us can make a difference. Every one of us does have an influence somewhere, some way. We can help others. We got to get out of ourselves and reach out to others. It's all about others. It's all about others. You know, there's a saying that if you'll make others your priority, they may or may not lead you to God. Some will, some won't. But if you make God your priority, He will always lead you to others. Isn't that true? I mean, think about it. I mean, you can't, because there's no lone rangers. You know, we're called as a team, called as a group, called as a body, called as a society, as it were. Even the Trinity is a society: Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They've never been alone. They've always been a group. Yeah, they've always had fellowship. They've always worked with amongst each other, you know, and God's called us that way too. Even Lone Ranger had Tonto. Come on. Kimo sabe. But you and I need to get the big picture. We need to catch what's going on here, you know, and have purpose in our life. You know, I think people just, Rufus mentioned it, how hopeless that culture is, how hopeless those people are, because there's just no hope, there's no future, there's no purpose, there's no destiny. They have nothing to look forward to. Sometimes we can be that way in the midst of prosperity, in the midst of everything going right. We still are spinning our wheels and have no purpose and have no hope and have no destiny. Well, I'm here to tell you, God has a hope for you, and He has a destiny for you, and He has a purpose for you. We have heaven to gain at the end, but we have hope here on this earth too. God wants to use you and wants to use me. Hallelujah. In fact, we're it. Think about it. I don't know why He loves us. I don't know why He uses us, but He does use us. We, it has been said, as the church, are the worst thing God's got going, but we're also the best thing God's got going, because we're the only thing God's got going. Are you out there? And so He has to use us, because we're how He moves. When He moves through me. When he reaches out, He reaches through my hands. And when He speaks through my lips and your lips. Hallelujah. He sends us. He doesn't send dogs and cats and birds and bees and flowers and trees and the moon up above. Thing called love. He sends you and He sends me. Hallelujah. And we need to catch the vision. We need to get the big picture. Get the revelation. And spend time with God and get it straight. And see hope at the end of the road. See, Proverbs 29. Y'all turn there. I didn't tell you to turn there. Oh, that's right. This is not psychic. This is a church, isn't it? Okay. Not psychics. Proverbs 29, notice what it says here. Real familiar verse. You know the verse. Goodness. You've read it. I've quoted it. I've preached on it. You've probably quoted it yourself. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish, King James Version says. New King James says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. Woo! Hallelujah, somebody. Man, love that. I don't want to perish. How about you? You know, I want to stay strong. I want to stay, face the future with courage and hope and strength and faith. And, you know, I want to keep going. I don't want to burn out, rust out, you know, as it were. I want to get stronger and then eventually step out of this life into the next one. Woo! But the way to do that is to keep my vision up. Sometimes we lose hope. Sometimes we get mixed up in the circumstances of life or the failures of life or the tragedies of life, and we forget that God's still God and He's still on the throne and He's bigger than this tragedy. He's greater than this crisis. Hallelujah. And He can still move and He will move, and He's listening intently to our prayer, waiting for us to call, and He's got a future, a destiny, and a hope for us. His thoughts toward us are good, not evil. He loves us. If he had a wallet, your picture would be in it. If he had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. You know, I mean, God's crazy about us. Never discount that. Never discount the greater one who lives on the inside of you. You have overcome them, little children, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you had a bad day. It happens. Maybe things aren't going right. But don't lose your vision and don't lose your focus on the goal. We're here for a reason and a purpose. And you have a destiny and a hope. And you are making a difference. Don't you listen to the lies of the devil. You are reaching people and touching people. You are an influence on people. You're a mentor to some. There's people looking at you. I think of my children. I think of my wife. I think of this church. I think of people that look to me as a leader. I have a responsibility. Are you with me? And I have a purpose and a hope. I'm making a difference. I know there's people that are saved because of something I said or something I did. I know Jesus saved them, and he's the one that gets all the credit and all the glory. I know people that come out of drugs because of something I did and something I said. Now, the negative would be there's people that are in a mess because of what I've done sometimes too. You know, but I don't want to dwell on that. But God called me to make a difference, called you to make a difference. You are a light set on a hill. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. You are a light. I'm a light. Everybody say, I am a light. Okay. See, you're a help to somebody. You're a light to somebody. You're a witness to somebody. You're an encouragement to somebody. You need to get up, stay up. You need to get up off the ground. You need to pick yourself back up. A righteous man may fall 7 times, but he rises again. So you've been knocked down. So you stumbled. So you fell. Get back up on your feet again. Catch the vision and run with the vision. Without a vision, we perish. Without this revelation, we cast off restraint. We wander. Are you with me? We wander and we're lost and we're confused and chaos. And God has never ordained that to be the case. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He can get rid of the confusion. He can get rid of the frustration. He can get rid of the spinning the wheels feeling. You ever been there? Feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Hey, fight depression. Fight it. Fight frustration. Don't you give in to it. You say, how do I do that? With the vision that God's given you. With the hope and the promises that he's given us. Hallelujah. Knowing that he's there. Knowing that he's with us. Knowing that his hand is upon us. We are not... You never met anybody normal in your whole life. I know you're thinking, yeah, you're right. I always say everybody's normal till you get to know them. You know, but I mean, we're made for eternal things, and we're made for an eternal destiny. We're not just birds and bees. We're not just animals. We're not just, you know, mountains and trees. No. We're the children of the living God, and we've been saved for a purpose. We've been saved to make a difference. God chooses to use us and flow through us. We are the armies of God. Hallelujah. We're soldiers of the Lord. Woo! We're the body of Christ. We're his hands and his feet. We are here to make a difference, and we're only here a short time. Obviously, it's just a blip on the chart, and then we're going to be in heaven. Even so, come Lord Jesus, amen. But he says, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. You're not happy when you go to Disneyland. You're happy when you keep the law. Amen. Yeah, but Lord, why? Quit asking all the questions. Just do what's right. If you'll just do what's right and trust God, you'll be happy. Yeah, but why did this happen? Why? I don't know everything. Quit asking why and just do what's right. Do what's right. Do what's right. Trust God. Believe in his word. Believe in his instruction. Believe in his promise. Fear God. Keep his commandments. This is the duty of man. You do this, you will be happy. Hallelujah. It'll put purpose in your life. It'll put motion in the ocean. I mean, some days you get up, you feel like a nut. Some days you don't. Some days you feel like everything's going your way. Mr. Bluebird's on your shoulder. Some days the buzzards are flying in circles over your head. I don't know. But what you do, you just keep doing what's right. You keep doing what's right. You do it when you don't feel like it. You do it when you do feel like it. You do it because it is right. And if you consistently do that, oh, you'll go through you know, mood. Moods come and go, mostly go. You'll go through some bad days, but I tell you what, overall, I'll tell you what, you'll see the vision, you'll see the hope, you'll see the mountain on the horizon, not the mountain of a problem, but the mountain of the promise of God. And the closer you get to it, the bigger it will get. And little by little, step by step, it'll become clearer by approach. As you see it, as you get the vision, get the revelation, boy, joy will come, peace will come, purpose will come. The sun will shine again. The clouds will dissipate. Okay, you're going through a bad time. Don't give up now. Don't quit now. Don't throw away the goal. Maybe you face some giants. Maybe you've seen some walled cities. Maybe it looks like it's not going to happen. Don't you lose sight or focus of the promise of God, the vision, the revelation He's given you, that He will not forsake you, He will not leave you, that He'll be with you to the ends of the earth, that greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world, that you're more than a conqueror through Him that loved you, and you got the victory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, what happened in Numbers 13 when those 10 spies went across into the land of Canaan is they got their eyes off the revelation. They lost their focus. Joshua and Caleb kept their focus. They kept that revelation. They held on to it. They set their face like a flint. They charted their course and set their rudder. I mean, they were determined they were going to see the glory of God and the promise of God come to pass. And no giant and no walled city and no iron chariot and no devil was going to stop it from coming to pass. They stayed focused. We're living in a day of distractions. We're living in a day of where we're turned this way and we're turned that way. And God is telling us this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. Turn not to the left hand nor to the right. Keep your focus. Life is short. Heaven's high, hell is hot. Are you with me? We got one shot at this deal. Well, I just a pep talk, I guess, I'm giving you. I got 20 minutes, I'm giving you all I got. Okay, got 10 left. Brother Rufus stirred me up here. We just got to stay focused. Oh, come on. Okay, you know, you're struggling. Who hadn't struggled? Yeah, but I'm having a hard time. Who hadn't had a hard time? Yeah, but I got a story. Everybody's got a story. Yeah, but I'm feeling some pain. Hey, join the club. We've all felt pain. Yeah, but I prayed and it just seemed like it's happening. Don't you quit now. Don't you give up. It might be right around the corner. Might be right around the corner. Yeah, but I just feel like I'm not. Slow down. You're a child of the living God. Don't you listen to those lies the devil's trying to tell you. Don't you let him defeat you. Don't you let him sucker punch you. Don't you let him run you over. You rise up. You keep the vision before your eyes. You keep this revelation of His Word. And see, that's important because a revelation, a vision, something that you see, comes from ideals, it comes from thoughts, it comes from associations. You need to ask yourself, where are you getting your revelation? Where are you getting this vision of your future when you think you're not going to make it? You think you're about to go under. Who told you that? Where did that thought come from? Where did that idea come from? What association gave you the impression that you were worthless, that you didn't count? You know, Adam, after he sinned in the garden, God showed up in the cool of the evening to walk with him. And he said, Adam, where are you? And Adam hid. And he said, I hid myself because I was naked. And God said, who told you you were naked? See, we don't always ask that question. Well, I just don't feel like I'm a mountain to anything. Who told you you weren't a mountain to anything? I just feel like, wait a minute, who told you that? Who told you that? Yeah, but I just got this picture. Where did you get that picture? Where did you get that? Where did that come from? Didn't come from God's Word. Didn't come from God. God sees your future and it's looking good. Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. My future's so bright you got to wear shades. Woo! Are you out there? Now, granted, I got to remind myself of it. I got to keep it and hold true and stay on course. You know, I mentioned Joshua 1:8 where he told him, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, meaning it shall be in there. Thou shalt meditate on it day and night. I love that. Day and night, day and night, day and night. You need to remind yourself of what God says. You need to remind yourself of of his plans for you and his future for you and his destiny for you. You need to remind yourself who you are in Christ Jesus. Everybody in the world is telling us who we are in the natural. You need to find out who you are in the spirit. Hallelujah. You need to find out what God has done. We all know what we've done. I don't want an encore. But I know what God's done. It's good stuff. He saved me and he's healed me and he's changed me. He's raised me up. Hallelujah. Put me on my feet. Took me out of the miry clay and set me on a rock. And at times like that, when depression rose in and the feeling of worthlessness rose in, we need to run to the rock that's higher than we are. Run to our hope. Run to our destiny. Run to our revelation. Get the picture. See, God had to slap Abraham around. I mean, he really had, in a sense. He had to take him. He says, now you look out here. He said, boy, look here at the stars. He said, that's what I'm going to do with you. If you could number the stars, you can number your seed. You got to get a picture, Abraham. You're not getting, hey, look up here. Are you with me? Get the picture. Get the revelation. Because without it, you're going to perish. You're going to go under. And finally, he says, okay, I'm changing your name because you're still not getting it. Your name now is Father of Many Nations. He made him say something about himself that God said. He forced him to do it by changing his name. He did the same thing with Jacob. Changed Jacob's name, supplanter, deceiver. Changed it to Israel, prince. Hallelujah. I love it. So you need to change the picture you have of yourself. You need to change the name you're calling yourself. You need to get a bigger vision. You need to get God's vision instead of yours. You need to spend time with him and see what he has to say. Then focus in on it. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Boy, that's a good preaching. Oh, amen. Don't hang up now, preacher. Mm-mm. Are you out there? Without a vision, the people perish. They perish. They cast off all restraint. They're confused. They got no rules. They don't know what to do. Hey, but happy is he who keeps the law. I love that. Real joy doesn't come from laying down $90 to get in Mickey Mouse land. Real joy comes from doing the word. Obeying God, loving people, praying, seeking God's face. Hallelujah. Reaching out, making a difference. There's no greater joy than helping somebody else. Do you know that? There's no greater joy than leading somebody else to the Lord, seeing someone else get right with God, seeing someone else get saved, healed, filled with the Holy Ghost, set free, get their lives back together, see their marriage come back together, to hear someone say, you changed my life. You made a difference in my life. I am serving God now because of you. Oh, wow. Is there anything greater than that? And I know, and you know, and we all know it's because of God. We can't take credit for any of that. I understand that. But it's nice to know that God's used us. Amen. It's nice to know that we count. It's nice to know we have a purpose. There are young men that need older men to stand up for Jesus and live right and live holy and pay the price and stay faithful to their wives and pray and seek God. And they're looking for someone that has made it, somebody that can do it. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can God help me? Yes, he can. He helped me, he'll help you. See, we have to live, we need to live for God. We need to keep this picture in front, this vision, this revelation in front of us. I think of Habakkuk 2, the second chapter, where he talks about a vision in Habakkuk. Everybody say Habakkuk. I know some people say Habakkuk, and some people say Habakkuk. But I'm pastoring this church, it's Habakkuk today. But you need to know about somehow, you need to know some way to say his name because you're going to run into him in heaven. He's going to ask you if you read his book, and you need to say yes. Yeah, I remember you. But he starts out in the second chapter, and he starts talking about a vision. He said, write the vision, make it plain upon the table so he that readeth may run with it. I love that. He says, I'll stand upon my watch, and I'll see what the Lord will say to me. I love that. In other words, you say, well, I don't have much of a vision. Well, you need to spend some time with God and get one. You need to see what the Lord has to say. Then you need to write it and make it plain upon table so you, when you read it, you can run with it. You know, one thing about a vision, like anything, the more you do it, the more you act on it, the more you say it, the more you pray it, the more you look at it, the easier you are with it, the more comfortable you are with it, the more you can run with it. You go down an old country road, you know, it has chuck holes all in it, you're going to tear your car all to pieces that first day. The second day, it's a little better because you know where they are. Hello. You live down that road, you can miss all of them. Unless you're mad at your wife and you want to hit every one of them on the way home. You know, Are you out there? Then you need to repent. That's right. Yeah, I didn't say that. I was just thinking of somebody else, not me. But anyway, you know, you learn things. You learn to avoid certain obstacles. You learn the right way to go. You get familiar with the territory. You know, we're unfamiliar sometimes with success. We're unfamiliar sometimes with victory. We're not really comfortable and familiar with joy and with peace. Going over. You know, I really do believe that we're designed to succeed, but we're trained to fail. We're trained to fail. The whole world's trained to fail. And we're trained that way our whole lives. And, you know, we just don't count. We're not, you know, we get so introspective. We just start looking at all the problems and all of our dysfunctional family. And we think mama did it and daddy did it. And, you know, my boss, and it's the boss's fault. And it's the color of my skin's fault. And this fault and that fault. And, you know, at some point you've got to say, oh, forget all that. And get up out of your feet, repent for God, and just go forward. Amen. I can't change what everybody did to me. I can't account for everybody. But I can't account for me. I can't account for what everybody did. But you know what? I got a choice. I stand at the crossroads here. I can believe God. I can stand on His Word. I can keep the vision before my eyes. Hallelujah. I don't have to perish. I don't have to be a statistic. I can go over, not under. My wife and I can stay together. My children can serve God. Hallelujah. And that's no condemnation if you've gone through stuff. I mean, I understand pain and hurt, but I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to keep your vision up. Encourage you to see the goal, see the light at the end of the tunnel. There is one. The devil's trying to block it out, but that's a lie. You are doing more good than you think you are, and you're definitely more important than you think you are. You definitely count with God more than you think you do. There's a balance. There's a time to repent and understand that we've sinned and fess up and say we're guilty. I understand that. But I think besides our faith in God, the way we esteem ourselves, our self-esteem, is high, it's paramount, it's so important. Besides our faith in God, the most important thing is our faith in God. But what God does then is begin to pick you up and stand you up on your feet and empower you and infuse you with His love and infuse you with His faith and His courage and His life, hallelujah. Puts you on your feet and puts you into ministry. He saves you to serve, whatever capacity that is, whether it's on the job or some profession that you have, but don't lose sight of the vision. You're not just working for the man. You're a light on that job. Hallelujah. You're not just putting beans on the table and a roof over your head. You're showing the world what a real husband is and what a real man is and what a real woman, a real father, and a real mother, and a real... Are you with me? That applies to women too. I mean, my life has a purpose. This world is in desperate need of men and women that have a vision of God, that live holy and right and just, and real men do pray, and real men do serve God, and real men do stay faithful to their wives, and real men love Jesus. Amen. They love Jesus. And the world's looking for a real man. Right. Yep. Now, I'm not talking about you single women out here. I'm just saying the world is looking for a real woman. A real woman. A woman of God. Are you with me? That has a vision, that doesn't cast off for strength, that has order, that lives right, lives holy, that makes a difference, whose children serve the Lord, who rise up and call her blessed. Woo! Man, I'm going to keep my vision up. Amen? Every day I serve God has a purpose. Every day, from the revelation I have and from the insight and the vision I have from the Word, it makes me want to tell the truth. It makes me want to live holy. Makes me want to serve God and pray and seek His face. It makes me make moral, holy, godly decisions. I don't want to lose sight of the purpose here. I'm not going to let the walled cities and the chariots and the giants keep me from the promised land. Good stuff. Amen?